Start you there, the takeaway. Right. Rabbi Jeremy Stanton.
Good morning, Rabosai. Of the seven double sedaros in the year, plural of sidro is sedaros. We have seven doubles, and we know the rule is that we always do the haftorah of the second one. Well, I said always. That means four out of seven means always. The other three out of seven, we don't. For instance, when Vayakel Pekudei comes together, anybody know which haftorah we do? Somebody said Pekudei? It's wrong. What's the other answer? Wrong. That's also wrong. Whenever Vayakel Pekudei comes together, it's either Parshas Poro or Parshas Achodesh. You never do Vayakel and you don't do Pekudei. When the double sidra comes together, you don't get either. Now, it can't come together in a leap year. Right? Now, Nitzavim Vayelech is interesting. Nitzavim Vayelech, well, we always do Nitzavim. Nitzavim is the seventh of the Shevet and Achem. Well, we say Shevet and Achemta. I think the word is Nechemoso, like we say in Kaddish. Nechemoso, consolation. So we always do Nitzavim. It's the seventh one. It fits together. The Haftorah fits together. We say in this week's Sidra that it will come along a time when you will do Teshuvah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you back. So in the Sidra Nitzavim shows the idea of Teshuvah and return to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Haftorah talks about. But it's interesting that we automatically do the Haftorah of Nitzavim when the two go together, as well as when it's on its own. Vayelech, strangely enough, is the only Sidra in the Torah that does not have its own Haftorah. It doesn't. Because when Vayelech comes as Shabbos Shuvah, it has the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah regardless. It's Shabbos Shuvah and it gets Shuvah Yisrael. Whereas when Vayelech comes together with Nitzavim, it doesn't get anything. We just do Nitzavim. So it doesn't actually have its own. Shabbos Shuvah is because it's of the Aseret Yemei Shuvah. Now, interestingly, how many different stories are there? How many sidras are there in the Torah? Everybody will say 54. As far as I know, the Zohar HaKadosh says the answer is 53. There are 53. What is the difference? Nitzavim Vayelech is one sidra. As far as the Zohar is concerned, it's one sidra, not two. So wait a minute, we put the two, we often have Nitzavim and Vayelech, that's how we do it. So, let me introduce you, yes? Yes.
And you say to me now, he's talking about sidras?
I don't know what he talks about, because but that, it says in the Zohar.
Until
the Zohar was written down a lot later. I do not know, but as far as I know, that's what it says in the Zohar. I was told that it's there are only 53 sedaros in the Torah. And that what's the difference? Nitzavim Vayelech are one. So, let me tell you a simon that we have. We have the question of when do we split the two? When do the two go together? When do we split the two? So, the point is, that's quite right. The point is, if Nitzavim is the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, always, no exception, no exception, and then between the 1st of Tishri and the 14th of Tishri, 1st of Tishri and Erev Sukkos, there are always 2 weeks exactly. There must be two Shabbosos in that time. Now, if those two Shabbosos are normal Sidoros, there's a Sidra there and a Haftorah, no problem, you've got two, and there'll be Vayelech and Ha'azinu. Whereas if either one is on Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos, then it's got the Rosh Hashanah one. Or if Yom Kippur is a Shabbos, then it's got the Yom Kippur one. So there's only going to be one Shabbos there. So if there's only one Shabbos, the one Shabbos is Ha'azinu. Therefore, Vayelech has to go together with Nitzavim. We put the two together. So if you've got two Shabbos, i.e. there is a Shabbos, well, the Aseret Mitzvah Teshuva, by definition, has seven clear days. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur. So you've got seven clear days in the middle. Of the seven clear days, one of them is definitely a Shabbos. Shabbos Teshuvah. Is there a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? If there is, then we've got two. That's going to be Hazinu and Vayelech will be Shabbos Teshuvah. If there isn't one between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then Hazinu is Shabbos Teshuvah and Vayelech goes together. Now, let me tell you the siman that we have in the calendar. There's a pasuk in Daniel. The beginning of Daniel tells us about how Nebuchadnezzar captured all these different people. He wanted to make an elite royal guard. I said elite. Of Jewish people. And these Jewish people had to be trained mainly in Chochmah. Chochmah, Musar. That's all they were to be trained in. They weren't going to be sent out to fight in the battles. They were to be like an elite royal guard. And Daniel was one of them, Hananiah, Mishael, Azarion, several others. And they were trained, and they would be trained for 3 years in the palace, and given the royal food, and then after 3 years they'd be fit to serve Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel made an effort and succeeded to persuade the people in charge that could we please eat vegetables, zeronim, rather than the royal food. Right? And he succeeded in that. He said, try us out for a period of 10 days, I think, and see if we're okay after 10 days of eating vegetables, we'll be okay after that. And they accepted it, and there was no problem whatsoever. So they didn't have to eat the royal food. The term in Aramaic for the royal food, as it says in Sefer Daniel, is pasbag hamelech. That's the phrase. Pasbag are two words, not one. In the Nach, you'll see it's hyphenated. But in the Ksav, there's no such thing as a hyphen. Therefore, pasbag hamelech means the royal food. One pshat says it means the royal bread. Other mepharshim disagree. It's not bread. It's talking about the general royal fare. Let's think of the meat, the wine. What do you think Nebuchadnezzar eats? Doesn't just eat bread. So the pasbag hamelech was the food they were meant to have. So take the word pasbag. As I said, it's not one word. It's two words. The mepharshim, not mepharshim, the first shul quotes in his introduction, Shvila Dorokia, one of his introductions to Seder Moed, which he had the zechus to learn in school with Rabbi Knobelovich Zeche Tzadik of Kodesh Levrocha, great man who was the Rav of Hendon Hadass before Rabbi Roberts. When he was retired, he gave us Shia, tremendous man, and he taught this to us. So I got my knowledge from the calendar from Rabbi Knobelovich Zeche Levrocha. Anyway, so the Teres Yisrael writes the words. Bag hamelech pas vayelech. Those are the four words. Take pas bag hamelech pas vayelech. When hamelech, the day on which we recognize the king of the world, hamelech HaKadosh, Rosh Hashanah, is bag, base or gimel, Monday or Tuesday, then pas vayelech, break off vayelech. Posos osop pitim in the Torah. Break it into pieces. Break off vayelech. And that way you'll have nitzomim vayelech separately. So when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, then Shabbos Shuvah will be about what day will it be? The 5th or the 6th of Tishri, and then the 12th or the 13th. Will be a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. There'll be Vayelech Shabbos Shuvah Ha'azinu after Yom Kippur. So we have two. Otherwise, and therefore Nitzavim will be on its own, like this year. But otherwise, you don't break it off. But it's a strange lashon. Break off Vayelech. Why do you, what do you mean break off? You've got two sidras. How can you break off one from another? The answer is you haven't got two sidras. The answer is Nitzavim is one sidra. That's how it is. It's not a double sidra. It's one sidra which is split. Every other double sidra you think of as being two separate sidras which are put together. Nitzavim Vayelech are not two sidras put together. Nitzavim Vayelech is one sidra, 70 psukim. And on the occasion where you have to happen to have Rosh Hashanah on Monday or a Tuesday, then, as I say, Bag HaMelech, Pas Vayelech, break off Vayelech. It's the second half of Nitzavim, starts with Vayelech Moshe, break it off. So in other words, everywhere else you have a sidra or a double sidra. Here you have a sidra or half a sidra. Vayelech is half a sidra, not a sidra in itself. That's how we're going to look at it from the word pas. Pas bag hamelech, pas vayelech. And to look at how often this happens anyway, let me give you four numbers to remember. Right, you can either remember these numbers or you don't. The numbers are 31, 35, 36, 87. Okay? Easy to remember. 31, 85, 86. Sorry, 35, 36, and 87. What do those numbers represent? The 4 days of the week Yom Kippur can be. Right? So the 4 days can be, let's start with Shabbos, and in order, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. How often does Yom Kippur come on each one? Well, approximating to two figures, that's why I've done in two figures. Of course, it's slightly much more complicated. It goes down to a long decimal. But you want to do it in two figures. Yom Kippur comes on a Shabbos 10 times in 31 years. Yom Kippur comes on a Monday 10 times in 35 years, on a Wednesday 10 times in 36 years, and on a Thursday 10 times in 87. Thursday is when Erev Pesach, like in 2 years' time, will be on Sunday. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Pesach, first Seder night is Motzoi Shabbos. So it's 31, 35, 36, 87. If you take when Yom Kippur is on a Shabbos, then Nitzavim Vayelech go together. If Yom Kippur's on a Monday, then Rosh Hashanah's on a Shabbos, in which case Nitzavim Vayelech also go together. So if you add 10 over 31 plus 10 over 35, you get just over 60% of the time. Add the other two numbers, you get just under 40% of the time. So you see that Nitzavim stays Nitzavim Vayelech. Literally, the majority of the time, it stays one Nitzavim, including Vayelech. And that's how it is. Right? On the other 40%, under 40%, we break off Vayelech, split the Sidra into two, and therefore you have Nitzavim, as we said, always on Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Vayelech on Shabbos Shuv.
Why do you call it Nitzavim Vayelech?
Because we've got used to the fact over the years, I'm giving you the Chiddush, over the years you've got used to the fact there are 54 Sidras in the Torah. I'm telling you, it's really two halves. From the Lashon of Chazal, it's two halves rather than, yeah? And the majority of the time it is. Right? It's nothing to do with leap years or anything else. Tazria Metzora, Chremes Kadoshim, and Habachu Kosai is completely dependent on leap years. Matas Masse, the vast majority of the time, Matas Masse goes together in Chutz La'oretz. Vast majority of the time. The only time Matas Masse is ever split in Chutz La'oretz is a leap year which started on a Thursday. We had four in a row. From 2005, 2008, 2011, 2014. Four in a row. Next one is in 20 odd years' time. Right? Slightly less. All right? That's the difference between one and the other. There are different rules regarding how they go. But Nitzavim Vayelech, 60% of the time, is completely dependent. If Yom Kippur's on a Shabbos or on a Monday, Nitzavim Vayelech are Nitzavim. The Chiddush is, it's really Nitzavim rather than Nitzavim Vayelech. Just that we've got to the habit of calling Vayelech a Sidra. Right? It's only that I said, when I heard that the Zohar says there are 53 Sidras, why does the Zohar call it 53? Right, let's continue. So Sos Osis Basher. The Pasuk says, I rejoice. Chazal are saying that they are rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bashem is midas horachamim, togel nafshi, and my soul rejoices be Elokain, my God. Elokai is midas adin. Nafshi is referring to the neshama. It is a very interesting concept that one's body does not appreciate suffering. It takes a lot to take suffering and enjoy the suffering. One's body doesn't. We don't like pain. We take painkillers. We get out of the pain as much as possible. We don't want suffering. The neshama enjoys suffering, because the neshama appreciates the purpose of it. When the neshama goes through any kind of suffering, the neshama feels, this is good for me. It's washing me. It's cleaning me. And therefore, the neshama enjoys it. The togel nafshi be'elokai. Elokai is midas adin. And the nafshi, my nefesh, enjoys the suffering in golos that we've gone through. That's how the Mephoshim explained this. Targum Yonason starts off by telling you Yerushalayim is the author of this first pasuk. So Osish, Yerushalayim is saying that I'm rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all I have been through all of the years. Right? And then we've got the Rabbi Yosef Kimchi, I think he's the father of the Radak, and he says that this whole point is that the soul can enjoy and endure far more suffering than the body can. And it rejoices with the suffering that the body endures in Golos. And the Radak carries on, the Pasuk, Chason Yechain Pa'er, we are like a Chason, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us like a Chason, who dresses up beautifully like a Kohen Gadol under his chuppah, V'chakalo Tadech Elecho, and a Kalo, with all her beautiful jewellery, she prospers with the jewellery that she's got, she's so happy with it, and this is how, this for most people, is seen as the happiest day in their lives. The one day, Melech Malko, the happiness, the physical happiness of getting married, the spiritual happiness of getting married, and this is what Klal Yisrael will be like. The whole of Klal Yisrael will appreciate this. Ki cha'oretz totzi tzimcha, because like the land, the earth which brings out its plants, and the chagana like a garden, zeiru eho satzmiach, that makes its seeds grow. Zeiru eho is in the plural. The Mishnah in Omar Rabbi Akiva, the ninth parak of Shabbos, quotes this phrase here to tell us that when a person has an area, an aruga of 6x6 tefachim, he can plant 5 separate plants in the 6x6 tefachim, 1 amor by an amor, and he can plant 5 different things there. And the Mephoshim explain different ways of how he can put 5 things down based on this pasuk. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hin Hashem Elokim, Yatzmiach Tzedoko, Hila Neged Kol HaGoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause righteousness and praise to flourish, to grow, Neged Kol HaGoyim, in front of all the Goyim. And on this, the Swed Teller Adak says that the Golos, throughout all the years we're in Golos, the seeds disintegrate in the soil. Right? What happens to the seed? It rots away. What's happened to Klal Yisrael in Golos? We seem to have rotted away. How many people have died? How many people have been lost to Yiddishkeit? But we will all come back. That's the point. We are growing. The same as a seed is hidden from view and rots, and yet it will grow up again. And that's what will happen to Klal Yisrael. When the Geula comes, we will all come back. And Neged Kol HaGoyim, all the Goyim in the world will see the Nisim that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do for us. And they'll see those Nisim and the pleasure that the Goyim will get when they see what's happening to us. The Goyim will get a pleasure. And they can see that, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over all the years, has looked after Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is still here. The Goyim will appreciate it. Leman Tzion Lo'echesha. So now, while we're still in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing for the Geula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I won't keep quiet. Leman Yerushalayim Lo'eshkot. I won't rest for the sake of Yerushalayim until Chanukah Tzidka, until its righteousness comes out with beautiful, brilliant light. Right, that's what's going to happen. Ibn Ezra says, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild Yerushalayim to be the great city that it was. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we have a wall around. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we have people there, we have a yeshiva there. We haven't yet got a Beis HaMikdash. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, Emiratzah Hashem, B'karav Mamash, then Yerushalayim will be what it was once upon a time. For Ugoim Ktidkeich, and then the Goyim, the nations will see your Tzedakah. V'chol Melachim Kavodich, V'kol Roloch Shem Chodosh. You will be called, Klal Yisrael will be called a new name. What's the new name? Go two psukim ahead. In Pasuk Dalet, Ki Loch Yikorei Chetziva. That's the name Klal Yisrael will be called. Chetziva, my desire is in it. And my desire is in her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, Klal Yisrael, I love them. That is the sense that they're going to have the name given to Yisrael at the time of Moshiach. So, you'll have a new name which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pronounce. Bo'yis, you'll be an ateres tiferes, a crown of glory, b'yad Hashem. Tzlif melucha, a diadem, a royal diadem, b'chaf elokoyach, in the hand of your God. A crown, very strange, a crown is not normally held in the hand. Crown is put on the head. So it says Hashem, the Radak says Hashem will support your crown. Also, the Goyim will take pride in us. The Goyim will boast about us. They will lift us up. They will exalt us. After all the Goyim have done to us for thousands of years, the Goyim will take pride in praising Klal Yisrael. What can we do to help Klal Yisrael? They realize that these are the people in the world that if you want to gain, help them. So whatever can be done, they will do for us. Next passage, you won't be called Azuva anymore. You won't be called forsaken. Your land won't be desolate anymore, because you'll be called Chetziva. Or your land will be inhabited, because Hashem wants you. Your land will be inhabited. Interestingly, we are compared to a bochur, a young man who has never been married before, marrying a basula, a girl who has never been married before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's marriage of Klal Yisrael. It's very strange that, because we have been married before to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were divorced. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us away. So in other words, it's a second marriage. But it's a second marriage to the same husband. If it's a second marriage to a different husband, it's not the same thing. But here it's a second marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it'll be exactly the same as the first marriage. That's the point. We'll forget about the divorce. The divorce won't be mentioned anymore. It'll have the same simcha as the simcha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first married Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. And that will come back. The pleasure that Klal Yisrael got when they had Matan Torah, when we first were married in Ruchnius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this will come back when Moshiach comes. So the same as a bochur lives with a basula, so Yiv Oluch Banoyach, so your children will live with you in Eretz Yisrael. Umsos Choson Al Kalo Yosis Olayach Elokoyach. In the same way as a choson rejoices over a kalas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rejoice over you. Al chamusayich Yerushalayim ifkatzi shomrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've appointed watchmen over your walls, Yerushalayim, all the time. I have appointed watchmen to look over your walls. Alright, this idea of walls. What are the walls? Rashi says, the malochim, the angels looking after them, or the walls, actually the ovos. Tagim Yonason says it refers to the ovos, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. They are the walls. The watchman will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu regularly about the destruction, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please build Yerushalayim up again. And they will write, as it says, HaMazkirim Es Hashem, they'll write a Sefer Zichronos, telling all the things that have happened to Yerushalayim. The Shomrim, says the Radak, refer to Klal Yisrael in Golos. We who are still in Golos, Davon Yerushalayim day and night, Yerushalayim Ircho Berachamim Tozhov, 3 times a day, 6 days a week, we daven for Yerushalayim. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminded, says the Radak. That has to be a Shomer. A Shomer is not somebody who loses his job And because he's lost his job, showman, I'm not a showman anymore, I'll go find another job. No, the showman's lost his job. But the showman goes back to the boss and says, I beg you, look after the work, even though I can't be there. Will you please look after what I was doing when I was there? And please, Mr. Hashem, you'll bring me back so I can be a showman back there. So the showmanim are us. By everything we do, by our tefillos, by our avodah, by our mitzvahs, by our Torah, everything we do, we are the shomrim of Yerushalayim. By sitting here and learning, we are the shomrim of Yerushalayim. There will also, the shomrim will guard the walls when they are rebuilt, and they will watch by night and day. One thinks of this as being like the guards outside Buckingham Palace. I don't think the guards outside Buckingham Palace are there to prevent intruders getting in. There's a fair amount of electronic methods for that. And believe it or not, as you know, over the years, various people have managed to get into Buckingham Palace. The point about it is it's a respect. To have shomrim around is not because you're seriously worried about an enemy. It's because to show respect. And therefore, these shomrim will be kol hayom v'chol halayla. Day and night. Normal shomer is there at night and he goes home during the day. In the daytime it's broad daylight. What's the problem? But here, the shomerim will be there night and day. Right, Hashem tells us to continue davening. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has promised. When he's ready, he will fulfill what we are davening for. But he tells us, keep davening. Don't give up. But so then the pasuk says on this, Hamazkirim es Hashem, you Hamazkirim who remind Hashem, Al domi lochem, do not be silent, don't give up davening, don't take your davening in such a way that you're saying the words without thinking what the words mean, without caring what the words mean. If you realize that every time we say Yerushalayim Irecho Berachamim Toshuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just on Tisha B'Av, we say it literally six times a day, six times a week, three times a day, just to be aware of it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Al domi lochem, please, you don't be silent. Keep davening. Hashem wants us to daven. And davening means not just to say the words, but to think about what the words mean and mean the words. That's what he says to us. And the Navi says, Al titanu domi lo. And don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu any peace. Al titu domilo, don't give Hashem any time off. Yes, you think, shine, the Rabban Shalom needs a cup of tea occasionally. You've been davening to him so often, leave him alone for a bit. No, says the Pasuk, Al titnu domilo, don't give him any peace. If you keep nagging him by what you're saying to him, what you want him to do for us, now Kodesh Baruch Hu will do it quicker. That's the pasuk. Al titnu domi lo. Don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu any peace. Ad yechonein until he has established. Vad yosem is Yerushalayim tilo ba'aretz. Until he's made Yerushalayim a praise in the land that everybody will know what Yerushalayim represents. We're not trying to make Yerushalayim like Rome. You name all the great cities in the history of the world. Beautiful buildings. Yes, beautiful architecture. You name all the things about all the great cities. Who cares about all these great cities? Rome. Well, of course Rome was a beautiful place. Athens was a beautiful place. Who cares? There's a famous story. Yitzhak Petterberger was asked, you know, we say in the Slichos, we say, the one we say on Yom Kippur in the Elul, we say, I think, on the eighth day of Aseres Metshuva, it says, Eskra l'kibbe moibir, osi kol ir al tila benuya. When you see kol ir, every city, al tila benuya, built up on its place. Kol ir, every city. Somebody came to Rabbi Yitzhak Petterberger, Zatzal, and said to him, Kol ir. The word ir connects to the word hisorus. Hisorus is an arousal in ruchnius. I see kol ir al tila benuya. Everybody's got his own hisorus for this thing and that thing and the other thing. This is important, that's important. They get encouraged, they get enthusiastic for all sorts of things. But an arousal and enthusiasm for the Rabbono Shel Olam Mushpeles is right down there. Yeah, that's what the person said. It's a nice idea, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful idea. Every enthusiasm is built up. But an enthusiasm for anything ruchnistic is really low down. Rabitzel Peterberger looked at the man and said to him, "Tell me, what do you know about Yerushalayim?" And he was talking, when we're talking about 100 or over 100 years ago, "What do you know about Yerushalayim? What's it like as a town?" And he said, "Well, it's a town, there are a few people who live there. Tell me, what's it like? What's its buildings like?" "Well, a few buildings. Are any big building, any special thing?" "No. No base of Mikdash, nothing special in Yerushalayim." He said, "What, you know St. Petersburg here? What's St. Petersburg like?" "Oh, beautiful city, one of the top Russian cities. Beautiful buildings, everything." Rabitzel Peterberger said to him, "Tell me, the word Ir means a city. If you can understand pshat by translating the words, don't go looking for other pshatim. I see every city in the world built up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's city is down there. That's poshut pshat," he said. "Very nice, your thoughts. But pshat is the city itself. And this is what we're building up to. Yerushalayim will be a tehillo bo'oretz. I assure you, Yerushalayim will not be ever praised by the Goyim because of the skyscrapers there, because of the banks that are there, because of all the things that the world looks at to praise a town. We will be praised for the Beis HaMikdash that is there, the Shekhinah that is there. That's what we will be praised for. Yerushalayim will be praised. Nishba Hashem b'imina, HaKadosh Baruch has sworn by his right hand that he's not going to give your Dagone Chazamachol, your corn will not be given to the Goyim, nor will the Goyim drink your wine that you've worked for. It'll all be for you. Ki ma'asov yechluhu, the people who've worked on it, the people who've gathered it in, they will eat it. Hillu es Hashem, they'll praise Hashem. Umkabtsov yechtu, bechatzres kodshi, and the people who brought it in, those who gather it, will drink it. Bechatzres kodshi. Chatzres kodshi does not necessarily mean the Beis HaMikdash itself. We don't go drinking in the Beis HaMikdash. But it means the Yerushalayim itself, or even Eretz Yisrael is Chatzres Kodshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole of Eretz Yisrael is holy. So therefore we will have the food and the wine, and besides all the mitzvahs that go with having food and wine, how many mitzvahs are there? And we're going to have them in Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim won't take them away from us. Ivru, Ivru Basha Orim, pass through the gates. Panu Derech Ha'om, clear the way of the people. Solu Sol Amasilo, pave the roads. Saklu Me'evin, clear it of stones. Put proper paving stones on. In other words, they say that the Goyim will make the roads in Eretz Yisrael so that every Jewish person can walk in Eretz Yisrael clearly without a problem of falling over somewhere. Take the stones off and put on whatever we have, concrete, tar, you name it, what we can have to make proper roads. The Goyim will do it for us. So, Harimu Nesal Amim, and raise a banner over the nations, the ones who come to help us. Right? So that's the idea of the banner, that to show, like an army holds a banner up to show who they are, who they're fighting for. So let the Goyim see exactly who we are and who we represent. And now Hashem Yishmael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has announced to the whole world, Imru Levas Tzion, Hashem's telling the world to say to us that Hinei Yish Eich Bo, your salvation is here. Hashem is telling the Goyim that they will tell us. So it's not just a question of somebody getting a phone call, Moshiach is here. The Goyim will know Moshiach is here, and they will tell us. They'll say to us, go back to your land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought your Moshiach. His reward is with him and his wage is before him. And some say that's referring to some say it's Hashem, and some say it's talking about the Goyim themselves. They'll get their reward for what they do for us. They will get a reward for it. We're going to be called, the Goyim will call us the holy nation, Geulei Hashem, redeemed by Hashem. That's what's going to happen. That's the respect we're going to receive from the Goyim. Pasuk says, Vizebom Edom. Talking about the Sar Shel Edom. Edom represents Rome. Edom represents Christianity. Rome became Christian. If you think about all the damage that the Christians have done to the Yidden over the years, because we refuse to recognize their Moshiach, and therefore they refuse to represent, to recognize anything holy about us. When we see all the damage, the Sar Shel Edom will come along, whole idea that he's come to Chamutz Begodim, he's got dirty clothes, he comes from Botsra, says the Midrash of Gemara in Makkos Yudbeis, about the Sar Shel Edom. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills him, he's going to make two mistakes. He's going to mix up Betzer and Botsra. Betzer was an Ir Miklot in the mid, and Botsra was not. And at the same time, he's going to think that the Ir Miklot helps for any murderer to go there, but it's only a murderer of a Shogeg, not Bemezid. So he's got nowhere to run to. So Hodu Belvusho, this one, a beautiful clothes he had. Yes, it won't make any difference. He had wonderful clothes. He had tremendous koach, tremendous power, tremendous respect in the world, the Sar Shel Edom. But when Moshiach comes, the Sar Shel Edom will be destroyed. We will see a vision of the Sar Shel Edom covered in bloody garments because of all the blood that the people who follow him have spilt. And so he will be covered with that blood and we'll see him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shecht the Sar Shel Edom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a daber, it's stocker, Rav Lo Shea, I'm going to save. So Madu Adon Mevashecha, why is your clothing red? Godecho Gederech Magas, your clothes are like somebody treads wine in a wine press. So Hashem says, Puro Dorachti Levadi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I trod the wine press alone, Hashem says. None of the nations came to help me. So at the time Hashem says, none of the Goyim came to help. So I trod them with my anger. Eremusim, I trampled on them. Bachamosi, with my anger as well. Their lifeblood spurted out al begodzai v'chol mabushai egolti. My clothes I made dirty. Says Hashem, Yom Nokom Belibi. The day of vengeance is in my heart. I got it planned. Hashem knows the day on which the vengeance is going to be brought against the Goyim. Ushnas Geulai Bo'o. And the year, either Geulai of my redemption or my redeemed ones, the year of Klal Yisrael, has come. V'abit ve'inozer. Hashem says, I'm still looking around. At the moment, until Moshiach comes, when Moshiach comes, the Goyim will then bend over backwards to show how friendly they are. But until then, Hashem says, please, the Goyim, come and do something before the Geula to show that you support Klal Yisrael. And they won't do it. Only when they see the Geula will they come and help. Says Hashem, I was astounded. Nobody was helping. Nobody was supporting. So Hashem says, I had to do it myself. So then I trod on the nations with my wrath. Ashakreim, I intoxicated them, made them shikah with my anger. Va'orid la'oretz nitzchom, and I brought netzach, their eternity or their lifeblood, their life force, I brought it down to the ground. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right till the last moment, I wanted to see the Goyim put some effort into repairing the damage in 2,500 years they'd done to Klal Yisrael. Something they could do to repair all the damage. But they wouldn't do it. Right until the moment he brought Moshiach. From the moment he brought Moshiach, then they got there before us. But until that moment, nothing. I remember the kind acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kal Kol Asher Gamol on Hashem, according to all the wonderful things Hashem had done to us, Rav Tov, much good to Beis Yisrael, Gamol on Karachamov, which he bestowed on us, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim and his Chasodim. Vayomer, Hashem says, Ach Ami Hemo, we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, Bonim Lo Yishakeiro. This is a lovely three words to describe Klal Yisrael. Bonim lo yishakeru, children who will not tell lies. She'eris Yisrael, as it says, we're known for the fact that we're honest. Halavai, it was true. But this is the name. This is the banner. This is the emblem of Klal Yisrael. Our bonim lo yishakeru, children who will not tell lies. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. And as a result of the fact that we tell the truth, Vayhilohem HaMoshiach, Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us. Bechol tzorosom, in all the troubles that Klal Yisrael had, lo tzor, kriach siv, lo with an aleph, lo with a vav. Lo with an aleph means that HaKodesh Baruch Hu did not give trouble to them. He diminished it. He reduced what he was going to do. He didn't want to cause as much trouble as he could. They had trouble, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it easier for them. And the other pshat is, lo tzor to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffered. He identified with the Torah that we were going through, and he suffered with us. U'malach ponov o'shiyom. And Michoel HaMalach, called Malach Ponov, saved us. With his love, he redeemed us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us up. And he carried them, Klal Yisrael, Kol Yemei Olam, for all the days throughout. Even though the suffering we went through, we are in a state of being carried. Otherwise, let's face it, every other nation in the world that's been persecuted has disappeared. There's no nation that's been persecuted has somehow recovered a generation later. And we've been persecuted and we've been around for 2,500 years. Why? Because Vayinatzleim Vayinasaim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up above it. So some people managed to get some of us down. But Klal Yisrael were carried above the level. And that is why we have survived. Shul Chsim Chsimotova. Amen. Amen. Amen.